here's a story from The World.
For decades, the United States has taken the lead on global efforts to contain disease outbreaks from polio to influenza. But during this pandemic, the U.S. has become a nation divided on science and public health. This worries David Heyman. He's an infectious disease specialist, formerly with the World Health Organization. He's now a professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Dr. Heyman, the World Health Assembly, the decision-making body, the WHO, they meet next week, and on the agenda, beating the pandemic through solidarity and science and preparing for the next pandemic. How do the consequences of the divisions we're now seeing in the U.S., how do they impact these goals of the assembly?
Well, in the past, the U.S. has always played a very important role in mobilizing its own resources, but then in helping others around the world to respond to disease outbreaks and to pandemics such as the current one. My career was with the CDC in Atlanta, but during that career, I was detailed many times to WHO, including back in 1976, when there was a first outbreak of Ebola hemorrhagic fever. Along with a team of five other people from CDC, I went out to DRC, then the Zaire, and we were able to investigate that investigation with teams from other countries, which permitted the U.S. to begin a whole research program on Ebola. So that's just one example how important the World Health Organization linkage with the U.S. government is.
Some global labs for tracking diseases, I understand, are based in the U.S. To what extent does the U.S. situation complicate efforts to just track disease right now?
Well, WHO has what it calls collaborating centers, which are laboratories of expertise around the world. At CDC alone, there are 18 to 20 individual laboratories that serve as points of reference for the world in dealing with diseases such as polio, meningitis, and many, many other diseases. So if that collaboration with WHO is cut off, the world loses its ability to use these laboratories unless they establish bilateral relationships with the U.S.
Right. So in this moment, as the pandemic rages around the globe, how is the shifting role of the U.S., now a less active one, how's that already impacting efforts to coordinate and contain outbreaks?
Well, I can give you a good example that happened to me personally a few months ago. I am actually teaching here in London at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and I mentor a woman who's in the government in Mongolia. Hmm. And during one of our mentorship calls, she said to me, she said, "I really don't know who we can turn to now for help with this pandemic coming along because of the failures that are occurring in Europe and in North America. Who do I turn to?" And I had to say, you have to turn to countries in Asia and other countries because my own agency, the CDC, is not only threatened now of having to withdraw its activities from WHO, but has actually been marginalized by the current response to the outbreak. And by so doing, the U.S. has lost its expertise in coordinating the response in the U.S.
So if Joe Biden wins, what does that mean for these global efforts?
Hopefully that will mean that CDC is restored to its proper place within the U.S. public health system, and also that the U.S. again becomes a major player in global health.
If Trump wins, what does that mean?
Well, I think that we've seen that there's been quite a decrease in the attention that's been paid to science. Hopefully he would see the importance of listening to the scientific community in the U.S., which is among the greatest in the world.
David Heyman is a professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and a former leader at the CDC and the WHO. Dr. Heyman, thank you very much.
Thank you.